Well, howdy, pard. Here's an invitation to go trail dreaming out where the West really begins. Now you're saddled up, reins in hand on a good horse, in God's country, all kinds of elbow room, no horns a-honking or no loud music to dull the sounds of Mama Nature. Combine all this with your hosts, Andy and Jim Nelson, along for the ride. Now they're going to keep you where you belong, clear out west, with news, culture, poetry, entertainment, all from the hub of cowboy country where you are. Stay tuned, won't you, for the best in the West, bar none, and enjoy the ride.
Hey there, big feller. You know, I was wondering if people paying $300 for a colon cleanse know about Taco Bell's $4.99 deal.
No kidding.
For heavens.
$4.99. $5 and you can have your colon cleanse.
I could save you $295. Clear Out West Radio Show. Andy and Jim Nelson, your hosts. Thanks for going for a ride with us, folks. One more time, one more week in cow country.
Oh, dear.
Hey, we have some new listeners.
Hey,
for a little while.
For how long?
Yeah, who knows now. Yeah. Yeah, Mud Radio in Rutland, Vermont is now carrying Cow Radio.
That is awesome.
WMUD back there. In Vermont.
Hey, welcome
to Cow Radio. We hope you're tough, and
yeah,
we hope you can stick with us here. Yeah, if they're sticking with us after that first little bit, I think we're okay.
They're good people. Right. Yeah, absolutely.
No doubt about it. All right, here we go.
What you got?
This we have done before, but man, this one, I love this. We got to do this again.
Okay.
All right. So there's some sad news from Minnesota.
Oh no.
Yeah. The Pillsbury Doughboy died yesterday.
Oh,
yeah. Of trauma complications from repeated pokes to the belly.
True. Internal bleeding.
Internal bleeding, right, yeah. He was 75.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Doughboy was buried in a lightly greased coffin.
Yes, he was.
Yeah. Dozens of celebrities turned out to pay their respect, including... Now, this is going to show how old you are.
Oh, okay.
If you recognize these, you're getting right up there.
Okay.
All right. Including Mrs. Butterworth, Hungry Jack, the California Raisins, Betty Crocker, the Hostess Twinkies, and Captain Crunch.
Yeah.
The graveside was piled high with many flowers.
I'm sure.
F-L-O-U-R-S. Yeah. Aunt Jemima delivered the eulogy.
Aunt Jemima did.
Yeah. And lovingly described Doughboy as a man who never knew how much he was needed.
Oh, this is good.
It doesn't
stuff.
Get any better.
Yeah. This is good stuff.
Born and bred in Minnesota, Doughboy rose quickly in show business, but his later life was filled with turnovers. He was not considered a very smart cookie.
Really?
Wasting much of his dough on half-baked schemes.
This is good stuff.
Well, I told you it wasn't going to get any better. Yeah. Despite being a little flaky at times, he was a crusty old man and was considered a positive role model for millions.
Yes, absolutely.
Doughboy was survived by his wife, Play-Doh, three children, John Doe, Jane Doe, and Dosie Doe.
Dosie Doe.
Yep.
All right.
Plus, they had one in the oven. And he is also survived by his elderly father, Pop-Tart.
Pop-Tart.
The funeral was held at 3:50 for about 20 minutes. Now, that's about how long mine better last.
Yeah, exactly.
And if you smiled while listening to this, please rise to the occasion, pass it on to someone having a crummy day and needing a lift.
Yes, man, that is good stuff
That's right. Doughboy's eulogy.
Eulogy. Ain't Jemima.
She don't exist anymore.
No, absolutely.
Don't you know that? That's not politically correct anymore.
I knew that.
That's what I've heard.
That's why I keep saying it.
That's right. Hey, we got a great show coming at us this week.
Oh, goody.
Michael and Don Moon are riding along with us. We have Gary McMahon with some poetry, New West, Sons of the Pioneers, Dave Stamey, but we're going to start with A Sleep at the Wheel.
Yeah.
Bump, Bounce, Boogie. Oh, man, if that don't make your toe tap, you just better check your pulse.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And your temperature.
And your temperature. Yeah. That's right. Ray Benson, asleep at the wheel.
Good stuff.
Yeah, betcha. Well, hey, welcome to Cal Radio.
Yeah.
And that's when all the wheels came off the wagon.
And that's when the wheels
fell off. Right, and that's when the wheels fell off. The wheels have fallen off many times.
Frequently, yeah.
What made you think of this one?
Well, how often do you pull the wheels off your trailer?
Yeah.
Check the bearings, pack the bearings, put the wheels back on.
Right, yeah.
And you go down the road.
Have you see your wheel pass you?
Yeah.
And that's when the wheels
came off. Holy cow, I need that.
Have you ever had that happen to you?
Yeah, one time.
I've not had it happen to me. I've seen it happen.
Well, when I was younger.
Yeah.
Because I thought that castle nut needed to be tight.
Oh,
right.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. I don't want that thing coming off.
Yeah, we don't want that coming off.
Well,
right.
It did anyway.
Well, it got pretty hot, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
Yeah. No.
Experience.
I get it. Yeah, I do. The wheels didn't come off, but I got a story for you.
Okay.
This just happened over the weekend.
Oh, all right. Just still fresh.
This is still, the wound is still fresh. So let's throw some salt in it.
Let's do it. All right. Okay.
So I'm in my Bobcat.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I have forks on my Bobcat, and I put a ball on one of my forks so I can move my trailers
around.
It just makes it easy.
Absolutely.
Right? Yeah. Got a 2 5/16 inch ball. Mm-hmm. Okay. I pull in, and I lift up my old welder trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a single axle, just a bumper hitch type thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I get underneath that. I lift it up,
uh-huh.
All right? I move it where I want it.
Right.
Yeah. And as I go to set it down, the latch slams shut. I can't go up. I can't go down. The forks are at the right height. I can't get the door open. I am stuck inside my Bobcat for 20 minutes because Mama's in the shower, and I actually have my phone with me.
I was going to say, you had your phone in your pocket?
And I called and called and called, and nobody could. I finally got a hold of my neighbor, and he told everybody. We got to ditch out to a commercial right now. When we come back, Stamey's going to sing to us. Range Magazine is a national award-winning quarterly publication devoted to the issues that threaten the West, its people, culture, lands, and wildlife. No stranger to controversy, Range presents thought-provoking, common-sense stories on environmental and political problems facing the people who feed America. Range is on the front lines fighting against the burdens natural resource providers face every day and showcases a unique way of life and a valued and disappearing rural heritage by celebrating America's ranchers and farmers. Range is pleased to offer a special package to Cal Radio listeners. Receive a 1-year, 4-issue subscription to Range Magazine and this year's Real Buckaroo Calendar, a $33 value for only $20. This special is available only by calling 1-800-RANGE, the number 4, the letter U. That's 1-800-726-4348. And mention you heard it on Clear Out West Radio Show. Range Magazine, the cowboy spirit on America's Outback.